AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump says he will roll out a massive tax cut plan next week. Here's a story from Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As part of a tax reform package, the president tells the AP individuals and businesses will get cuts he says will be bigger, I believe, than any tax cut ever. He did not give details, but hours later at the Treasury Department said the package will be unveiled soon.
We'll be having a big announcement on Wednesday having to do with tax reform.
At Treasury, the president was signing plans to look at and possibly take apart some Obama administration tax and financial regulations, including simplifying a tax code he says is simply mystifying for many Americans.
People can't do their returns. They have no idea what they're doing. They're too complicated.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says cities that refuse to work with federal immigration authorities are making their communities and the nation on the whole less safe.
Sanctuary jurisdictions put criminals back on the streets. They help these gangs to refill their ranks and puts innocent life, including the lives of countless law-abiding immigrants, in danger.
The Justice Department has warned so-called sanctuary cities they may lose law enforcement grant money unless they document their cooperation with immigration authorities. Corey Ali Muhammad was vocal during his first appearance in court today in Fresno, California.
Let black people go if preparation. You feel he's unable to understand the proceedings or assist counsel in his defense. All for today. Thank you.
Let black people go if preparation.
That tape from KMPH-TV. Muhammad also yelled, natural disasters will increasingly hit this country. He stands accused of killing four people, three earlier this week, another last Thursday. The judge canceled the hearing and ordered a mental evaluation for Muhammad. This is AP Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence is in Australia, reaffirming the close ties between the U.S. and that country.
My presence here today at the president's direction is about a reaffirmation of the strong ties in both our security and our prosperity.
Pence's meeting with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and other leaders in Sydney as part of his 10-day visit to four Pacific Rim nations. In the NBA playoffs, Boston takes Game 3 of their series against the Chicago Bulls, 104-87. Bulls now lead 2-1 in the series. In the NHL, Capitals and Maple Leafs headed to another overtime game, score tied at 1 at the end of regulation in Washington. Best-of-seven series is also tied with 2 wins each. Boston Bruins down 3-1 in their series, with the Ottawa Senators are trying to stave off elimination. Their game is tied at 2 in the third period. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.